fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of November. Prepper tip of the day, stock up on mason jars. Buy them by the case, as many cases as you think you may need. And hundreds of reusable canning lids. Yes, there is such a thing as reusable canning lids. Pressure cookers, the best, the very best you can buy. The only one that does not need a gasket because it's so made precisely. It's the All-American brand. Yes, they are expensive. These are commercial grade. They do not need a gasket. This is Firearms Monday. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where almost nobody wears a mask. Everything's open. The restaurants are open. Everybody's enjoying life. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, each Monday the world is dramatically different than the Monday before, isn't it, sir?
It certainly is. We're going through some interesting times in the world today, and I have to apologize about the audio today. We have a new pit bull puppy, a rescue, who's white and brindle, beautiful little dog. And she chewed up my headset for my computer this morning, so I am on the phone all through both hours.
Well, you have good audio regardless. You're not on a speakerphone, and that's a good thing. So we'll be okay here. Well, Sam, the geopolitical scene, the national geopolitical scene as opposed to international, is moving in fast forward. We're learning more about the true nature of what Sidney Powell is doing and the involvement of the Kraken, which is a military intelligence cyber warfare battalion, by the way. Great guys and gals who really know their stuff. We've got judges making sure that they're ruling quickly against Sidney, which is by design, to get this in front of the Supreme Court, these matters in front of the Supreme Court as quickly as possible. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, I sure hope so. I sure hope that the Supreme Court is not like John Roberts and not bought and paid for by these criminals that stole the election. You know, I pray that the Supreme Court sees the evidence, that the evidence is uncovered, and that they rule justly. And that's all we can really do, is pray for justice in this situation and pray for Donald Trump. And, you know, praying is an important thing, but also people need to understand that prayer is not a strategy. Prayer is something that God asks us to do, and we should be praying unceasingly as we go through life. But that is not a strategy for solving every problem. You know, one only has to go to Scripture and read about a man named Joshua in the Old Testament, or go to the very end of Matthew and read about the Great Commission, where God uses his creation to accomplish things. And this is throughout the Bible. This is scriptural as it can be. And so I think it's important that Christians in America understand it is their responsibility to fix this if the Supreme Court does not do their job.
Well, what I'm seeing is that there's a high likelihood in favor of the Supreme Court doing their job, but we can't make assumptions, can we?
No, you don't want to make any assumptions, and you don't want to use prayer as a strategy to cover and eliminate your responsibility to do the right thing. And, you know, right now we're making good progress in Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania is not enough. Okay, we need Georgia, or we need Michigan and Arizona. We need multiple states. We need this corruption to be identified, recognized. This corrupt election needs to be overturned. The results in these states, these elections should not be certified. And they need to be overturned, and there needs to be a just decision made. Now, that happened in Florida in 2020. There were, and people, a lot of you may not remember, but Al Gore was declared the winner by the media for almost 30 days. And they propped his picture up there and the electoral map with him having 271 votes and being the winner of Florida. They did that BS for 30 days and got away with it. And nobody held the media accountable. And that's what I fear here, is that these criminals working for Dominion, these criminals working for Smartmatic, these criminals that are literally CIA plants in the national media, none of these people will be held accountable. What we really need to do, John, is we need to hang them high in a tree on pay-per-view, and let the whole world see what Americans do to people that try to steal elections.
Now, let me stop you right there, please. What you're saying, what you've been saying that basically for a number of weeks, and just, I think it was last week, the president changed the protocols for federal executions to include both firing squads and hanging. Are you aware of that?
I did not know that. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So maybe he listens to our show. I don't know. But
well, I'll tell you what, John. The firing squad is way too good for these people. You know, judging is probably, and not probably, most likely 100% above my pay grade. But I can tell you this, that this is not some petty little election fraud. This is straight-up sedition, straight-up insurrection, and in certain cases may rise to the level of treason.
Well, it involves a foreign power. It does rise. You know, taking money from a foreign power to do these things, that's the very definition of treason right there.
Amazing. And you know, not a single person's been arrested. This is what troubles me the most. You know, all of these Dominion employees, they closed their office in Denver. Dominion closed their office in Toronto. I mean, all of these employees, they quit or lawyered up. I mean, they are running like scared cockroaches.
Right.
And why none of them have been arrested, I don't know.
Well, would that necessarily be public? Why would it be public?
Well, it has to be public. Arrest records are public in the United States. We're supposed to have public courts and public proceedings. Now, we do have the FISA court. So if they arrested someone and they're going to bring them to trial in the Foreign Intelligence Court, in the FISA court, that would be the one situation where we might not have an instant public record of it. But I can't imagine why they would do that. You would think Trump would want it in the public court, not in the FISA court.
You would
think certainly be moved. Right. The procedure could be moved to the FISA court down the road. I mean, it doesn't have to start in the FISA court. But, you know, a judge can recuse himself and say that this type of proceeding needs to be filed in the FISA court because of the nature of the information that needs to be protected. But I would think you'd want to start in the public federal courts.
Well, absolutely. That's where jurisdiction rightfully lies. Well, it's been publicly revealed who the Kraken is. Are you aware of who the Kraken is?
You know, I've heard the term Kraken for the last 2 weeks, and okay. I've heard it used in about three different contexts. Can you explain this to me, John?
The Kraken is a nickname for a military intelligence battalion that specializes in cyber warfare. That's who's helping Sidney Powell, the Kraken. I think it's the 350th or 305th. It's one of those number designations, military intelligence battalion specializing in cyber warfare. They got some really expert men and women in that particular area of expertise. That's who's helping Sidney Powell with gathering the evidence necessary.
Well, wouldn't that be something?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, a lot of people have been talking about DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, helping. But is Kraken under DIA?
At best I can tell, it is. Yes.
Yeah, I would be surprised if it is, because I would think that Trump's people would seek a cyber warfare group outside of DIA because of the DIA's relationship with Central Intelligence. But that's an interesting thing. I'd like to study that a little further and figure out exactly what's going on. I guess we'll find out eventually.
Well, eventually it's not going to take too long. This is all in fast forward here. Fast forward. In the meantime, we have a nationwide need for good quality firearms training, a nationwide need for both firearms and ammunition, and high quality optics, and all the things that go along with it. And that's one of the things you do, is help people achieve those goals, don't you?
Every day, all day long, I take about 75 phone calls per day, questions on firearms. I mean, it's remarkable the number of phone calls that I get. People asking me, what ammo should I use? What optics should I use? What type of plates should I buy? So people are having trouble finding stuff right now. So
right.
I've been trying to on Sunday nights from about 11 until 1 o'clock in the morning. I've been searching wholesalers in the web so I can bring information to this show to the listeners. So everybody that's having trouble finding a red dot for their AR-15, I want you to go to a company online, botash.com. So it's Bravo, Oscar, sure. Tango, Alpha, Charlie, Hotel. BOTACH.com. They have in stock Hollow Sun, certain models of Hollow Sun red dot sights. And as of yesterday evening at 11:45, literally at 23:45 yesterday, they had hundreds of Hollow Sun sights of a certain model that would be a really nice lower cost option for an AR-15. If you can't afford a $900 aim point, this may be your second best option.
Sounds good. These
sites track really well, and they just work well, and they've been extremely difficult to find in stock anywhere.
We have a caller here, Sam. We got John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, last week's show, somebody, I don't know who it was, brought up Lee Harvey Oswald. Have you ever heard of George de Morenshield?
I haven't myself.
No. His name's Lee Harvey Oswald.
He's what now?
George de Morenshield. Have you ever heard of him? Because he and Lee Harvey Oswald were friends. They knew each other.
All right.
He was murdered.
Okay.
Don't know.
Okay, well, dead men tell no tales. Okay.
Okay.
Is that it, John? I guess that's it. Okay. Well, there's lots of rabbit trails you can go down when it comes to the Kennedy assassination, the John Kennedy assassination.
Let's not talk about Kennedy today. Talking about Kennedy is not going to help the United States of America right now.
No, it's interesting, but it's not really relevant to what's on our plate. Well, Sam, let's tell the audience about upcoming training that they might be able to sign up for, sir.
Well, right now, we have basically a full class scheduled for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week. We might have one slot available. I won't know until tomorrow. So if you're interested in taking the basic handgun course, the enhanced handgun course, and the two-day basic tactical rifle course, which is generally done with an AR-15, and you can get away this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, give me a call tomorrow afternoon. If this guy that's having trouble getting his ammo and his equipment together, he doesn't make the class, we will have one slot open. And it'll be a good opportunity for you if you want that training before the end of the year. Then next week, the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe that's the 11th, 12th, and the 13th of December, we are going to have the last enhanced urban vehicle tactical combat course. This is probably the most important course that we teach because it makes the transition for the student from learning how to handle the weapon, manipulate the weapon, clear the weapon, do your press checks, get the weapon loaded quickly, all of those mechanical things that you do with the weapon, learning how to handle that like a professional. That's what we do in the basic courses. But in the second course, this enhanced urban vehicle tactical combat course, you learn how to fight. You learn how to shoot from behind cover from seven different positions. You learn how to shoot through glass. You learn what happens to the direction of your bullet when it penetrates glass. You will be shooting through windshields with a mask and goggles on. You learn how to move. You learn how to exfil a vehicle when your vehicle's been disabled by a crowd of protesters. There's so many skills you learn in that second three-day course, but you have to get through the basic handgun and the basic tactical carbine course so we get all the safety issues lined out, all the safety discipline in place, and that sort of thing, and get you handling the weapon like a professional so that we can then train you on how to shoot, move, and communicate.
Yes, that's shooting from a moving vehicle. I've done this myself, it's not like TV. It is. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, shooting from a moving vehicle is not like TV. This kind of training is quite unique, quite unusual, and very important. So if you want to participate, just give Sam a call at 417-718-2597. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Their Cyber Monday sale is today, 15% off when you buy two or more. Go to my website, libertyman.com. Get an additional discount when you buy your EMP Shield devices through my website. And that sale ends at midnight. That's midnight, Monday the 30th, Central Time. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. And let's go back, Sam, to what we're talking about.
Well, I'd like to tell the listeners a little bit about some phone conversations I had this weekend.
Please.
I was talking to some friends overseas. I have people calling in from France, from Great Britain, from Spain, from the Netherlands, from Germany, and I was absolutely stunned at their commentary. They were telling me that there were massive protests in the streets about these COVID shutdowns and people trying to take over their governments. And each one of them, none of them know each other. They only knew me. And so I'm talking to these people as individuals, and over the course of 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they're literally telling me over the phone that there are massive protests in the streets protesting this COVID shutdown and the takeover of their government and their lives. And the media has a complete, total blackout on any of this. And when I ask them, well, what are massive protests? What do you mean massive? Are you talking 5,000, 10,000? They're saying, no, no, Sam, we're talking 200,000, quarter of a million, half a million people in the streets. And the media is not telling anyone or covering any of this stuff.
Amazing. That's amazing. No, I had no awareness of that at all. I watch the news pretty carefully. No.
I see what's happening in America, and I'm thinking, okay, why aren't Americans rising up? You know, Doug Hagman has asked this question to me several times when I've talked to him. Why aren't American men standing up? I think it's a combination of reasons. One, Christian men are slow to anger. Two, we have a process in this country for dealing with fraud, election fraud, and things like this. And that process is playing out. And as Americans, we need to allow the legal processes to play out. But also as Americans, if the Supreme Court does not do their job, that is the last recourse we have to fix this problem. The Supreme Court must do their job, must do their duties as Americans and uphold the Constitution, or guess what? All of you pretend patriots don't get to pretend to be patriots anymore. Because if you're a true American and the Supreme Court does not do their job and prevent this sedition and insurrection through fraudulent elections, then you're going to have to pick up your rifle, pick up your kit, and be an American.
Well, this is dramatic news, Sam, that hundreds of thousands of people in these various countries are in the streets. I've heard a little bit about the mask-burning protests where people are burning their masks. We need some mask-burning protests in this country, don't we?
Well, we need a lot more than that. We need an Athens, Tennessee moment. And we mentioned it last week on the show. But if you have not researched or read about the corrupt elections in Athens, Tennessee, and what the Americans did to put a stop to it, you need to go read that. That is a must read before we get to December 15th. I would highly suggest you read it before December 5th and then get ready, because we are going to need a nationwide Athens, Tennessee moment in Washington, D.C. to fix this problem if the Supreme Court does not do their job.
I got a follow up on that. It's true and it's funny. I was visiting a very dear friend in Memphis about 20 years ago, and there was a Sunday newspaper article about one of the veterans of the Athens event. He was a Marine, World War II Marine. This would have been in the late 1980s. His hobby was hunting wild pigs with a homemade spear. That was his hobby. Tough guy. These wild hogs can take your leg off with those tusks that they got. I'm sure you know that.
Oh, yeah, they're enormous, too. Some of the male boars can get to be 600-800 pounds.
Or more, yeah. Yep. Tough guys. That's who Athens, Tennessee, was when the veterans armed themselves. They broke into the local National Guard armory, armed themselves, and captured the county courthouse to stop the election fraud. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Sam. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. Top dead center at thelibertyman.com. We have a PayPal link to help Sam Andrews and Freedom Center USA under legal attack by a multimillionaire. Just go there. You can make your donation and help with the legal defense of Freedom Center USA. My Black Friday sale ends at midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 10%, that's 10, 10% off mattress pads. Go ahead and place your order. Don't worry about paying full price because I manually take care of applying the Black Friday discount myself. Don't ask my order takers about it. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. My toll-free hour line to place your order and get advantage of this sale, $25 off energy cleaners and 10% off mattress pads. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Telephone number, that phone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon, is 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Wayne in Montana. Good morning, Wayne.
Am I on, guys?
You're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I had a little blurb there on the phone. I'd like to read a statement that I wrote over the weekend to your listening audience.
How long?
Oh, not that long.
Okay,
I appreciate this listening. Okay, I appreciate this listening audience, the guests, and John Moore. John, I sincerely thank you for making this show go. I've listened to John Moore for over 2 years. I don't remember what exactly prompted me to discover this podcast, but I don't believe that it was an accident. I believe it was another case in my life of divine intervention. This summer, as many of you, I invested time, of course, in prepping and warning others. I spent time thinking about the wonderful times with friends and family, the holidays, and the freedoms I've enjoyed. It's interesting. I've always known I was different than the masses, the public, having unique insights into not only what happens in the world, but why. Most interesting, after college and the working world, I was thrust into a business relationship with a George Soros-type individual. I was young and very naive. However, I listened very carefully and took notes and filed that important information in the back of my mind. This is why I understand the New World Order so well. This is why I know now is their big move on humanity. I'm thankful I'm not alone with this knowledge. To everyone listening, thank you for your patriotism and those who believe in God's salvation. For those who will never know the truth, I'll quote the Bible. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. I will also forget thy children. I know that the world is waking up exponentially to the New World Order. All of a sudden, the things I used to tell the public are not far-fetched anymore. For example, an 83-year-old friend of mine who never wanted to hear any truths recently started asking me questions about this bogus election. This person asked other questions that were hardcore because the New World Order has taken off their mask and the public sees its ugliness. I picked today for my message because I don't know when our last show together will be. Please keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, our Almighty God is on our side, and God loves courage. Because you listen to the show, you have that courage. Thank you.
All right. Well done, Wayne. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'd like to add something else. I'm blaming you, John. I was recently diagnosed with MWSS, and I'm blaming you.
Okay. What's MWSS?
Merino wool sock syndrome. I'm even wearing them at night. Counseling is not helping. I'm an addict forever. What can I say?
Sheep can be useful. That's all I want to say. Sheep can be useful.
There we go. A little humor and a voice of craziness, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Good show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As far as I know, Sam, I'm the only radio talk show host that tells people what kind of socks to wear.
Well, you're right. I have a drawer full of wool socks. My wife just doesn't understand. She's like, how can you wear those silly things in the summertime? I said, because they work better in the summer and the winter. And she just looks at me like I'm crazy.
Well, I spent 50 years wearing cotton socks with cold, clammy feet all summer long. Wet, cold, clammy feet all summer long, like millions of other Americans. I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore. Okay. humor is good. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Well, you know, there were some very serious points in Wayne's comments, and the part about God loves courageous men, you know, that is so true. And I think people need to realize that nothing great happens without courage is the foundation. When my wife worked, she used to run an inpatient drug rehab facility in Missouri, a large one. And about once every 6 months, I would travel down to her work and go into her conference room, and she would bring all of her inpatient addicts into the room, and I would do a two-hour presentation on courage and how courage comes in small packages. And, you know, if you're an addict, your recovery starts with just a little bit of courage, and you build on that, and you get little pieces of courage along the way. And I think it's really important to our listeners to understand that courage is the foundation of everything that's going to be done to save this republic. It's that important.
I agree. Sam, I have an observation, and I'll ask for follow-up from you. I notice that the way men interact when they're getting ready to do something that could possibly be dangerous is the same in the football locker room as it is in the ready room. When men are in the ready room getting ready to go into combat, men are lacing up their boots, loading their magazines. It's so quiet you can hear a pin drop. Same thing in the football locker room. The men are getting their ankles taped up, they're putting on their pads and everything, and not a word is being said. That's an observation I've made. How about you, sir?
Well, it's a moment in time where you are taking personal responsibility for what you're about to do. You're checking your equipment. You're getting ready for a fight. And you are in your bubble. You are making sure you're going through your mental checklist, that everything you have is ready to go. And you don't just do it for yourself. You do it for the men next to you. I mean, when you prepare so that, A, you don't lose the battle, and B, you don't let the guy to your right and your left lose the battle. And it's a moment in time where you are inside your own head and you are simplifying and clarifying what you're about to do.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. Our football coach told us, gentlemen, football is combat. And nothing could be more true than that.
Well, it is. You know, football is designed around a turf war. You're taking ground or you're losing ground. And so there are some similarities, but I don't want to diminish what our warriors do on the battlefield like it's a game. You know,
well,
the Pat Tillmans, the Pat Tillmans of the world, you know, the men that have played football and have gone to war know that there are some huge differences between being on the football field and being on the field of battle. And though one is a ground war and the other is a shooting war, there are some similarities. There are some differences as well. And I have tremendous respect for the men that choose to take up arms and defend something. You know, it's a different level than putting on the pads and playing a game of football.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Well, we may be at a point where putting on some body armor and loading magazines may be something we may need to do, aren't we?
Well, I'm hoping everybody's got that done by now. What I'm hoping is that you have your chest rig and your armored plates, and you have your battle belt, and that you've moved as much weight to your battle belt off your vest as you possibly can. Why do we do that? Because every time you breathe, you've got to move or lift that weight that's on your vest. Get as many magazines onto your battle belt and off of your vest as you can. Hopefully, you've got maybe a knife, maybe a pistol, maybe 2 to 4 mags on your vest, and your hydration bladder, and your comm unit. And you've got the bulk of your ammo weight off your vest and onto your battle belt. That's a wise thing to do. You will oxygenate better on the field of battle. You will fatigue, you will go into oxygen debt. It will take a lot longer for your body to go into oxygen debt. You will breathe more freely. I mean, there's a lot of things. We've done a lot of work at the Freedom Center in the last 5 months on how to improve the configuration of kit. And by the word kit, I mean your vest, your belt, your mag pouches, your magazines, your knife, your holster, all of your comm units, all of the things that you use, the tools of battle. And we've made some really good strides. And I'll tell you what we've done, John. We've gone to these laser-cut battle belts made by High Speed Gear, the wide one, not the narrow one. Mm-hmm. And we've turned the magazines horizontal rather than vertical. And so your magazines are on your sides. They're not on your chest. You know, the traditional way is to put put three mag pouches in the front of your vest on top of your plate. Now you try and lay prone down underneath cover, and you've got all this piled up. You've got your belly, you've got your trauma pad, you've got your plate, you've got your magazine pouches and your magazines, and now all of a sudden you look like a beached whale and you can't get low in a prone position. And so what we've done is we've moved stuff off of the lower part of the front of the vest and onto the sides of the battle belt and the sides of the vest. And now when you draw your magazine, you're pulling it straight towards the magazine well of your weapon. You're not lifting it out of a mag pouch, lowering it down, twirling it, and then trying to stick it back up into your weapon. And the new configuration that we've developed, it works much better from a side prone position. It works much better from a front prone position. You can access your ammo from all of these different shooting positions, where before, if you had ammo on your sides and it was vertical, or you were laying prone and you had it on the front of your vest, you were laying on your ammo. You couldn't necessarily access it from various shooting positions. And now the way that we've got this stuff set up, you can access 300 rounds of ammo from your rifle and at least 75 rounds of pistol ammo from any position.
Now, that's the belt you were wearing when we had lunch a week ago yesterday, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I was looking at that. We had some fascinating conversations, and it's a wide belt. It's padded for comfort. It looked like it was a fairly comfortable belt to be wearing, given the weight that was on it.
It's the most comfortable thing you can wear from a battle belt standpoint, but it's also the most flexible from a configuration standpoint. It's called a laser cut sure grip battle belt, and it has this textured rubber that's super soft on the inside, so wherever you set it on your body, that's where it sticks, and it's extremely comfortable. There's nothing pushing on you. There's no edges or points or pressure points. You put this battle belt on, it's like wrapping a pillow around you. I mean, it's amazing, and it stays right where you put it, and it has the laser cut slots, which are MOLLE compatible, which, unlike the straps, which limit you to every other position, the laser cut allows you to adjust in 1-inch increments, and it just gives you tremendous flexibility in how you configure your kit. Not
Amazing.
To mention the fact you can reload a lot faster.
Okay. Is this something that Freedom Center offers for sale?
We do. I bought $8,000 worth of it. I ordered $8,000 worth of it back in June. It didn't show up until October 15th, and now I've sold 3/4 of it.
Okay. Well, I'll be talking to you after the show about my team getting some of this equipment. Well, that's great. There's always testing going on for every kind of field gear that there is at Freedom Center USA, isn't there?
Yeah, well, we have Army snipers, we have Marine Corps counter-terrorist guys, we have Navy SEALs, we have all a guy like you, all these instructors come in, and it's like a fusion center. I mean, we literally have all these ideas coming in from all these different branches of the military and from the intelligence agencies, and these people, we talk. The instructors sit down before and after the classes and at lunch, and we talk about how to improve things. And that, a lot of that is how do we improve the gear? How do we make it easier and more efficient to fight? And how do we configure this, that, and the other? And, you know, everybody has their own idea when they come in as an instructor here. But it's amazing how after people teach here for a few months, how we all start to gravitate towards the same solutions. Because we all are willing to admit, if one of the guys has an idea that works better, well, we're going to use it right now. You know, we're not going to be stubborn or say, oh, well, I've been doing it this way for 30 years, so I'm going to keep doing it my way. No, we don't do that at the Freedom Center. If there's a better way to do something, we change right now. And if you're not willing to do that, you won't teach at the Freedom Center. I'll just tell you, if you don't have that continuous improvement mindset, you won't be teaching at the Freedom Center.
There you go. Well, that's my mindset. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone is 417-718-2597. Sam, I was looking at the battle belt. I would probably want to work with somebody qualified to do some heavy-duty sewing and incorporate a Swiss seat into the battle belt for my own purposes. I like having a Swiss seat ready to go at a moment's notice. What do you think?
To do, but instead of rope on a Swiss seat, I would tell you to use 1 1/4 inch webbing, because it will slide in and out of the battle belt seamlessly, and it will be more comfortable on your legs.
I have not. In special forces, we used a rope for a Swiss seat. That's basically punishment. I typically use 1 inch webbing, but 1 1/4 is even better. A 6,000-pound test on the 1 inch. I guess it'd be about 6,500, 7,000-pound test on the 1 1/4 inch. That would definitely be the way to go. If you don't know what we're talking about, a Swiss seat is what you use for rock climbing and rappelling, ladies and gentlemen. And if you got to do it, typically in the field, on the battlefield, you got to do it right now because you got no choice. Right, Sam?
Yeah, so to explain this to the listener, a Swiss seat is an improvised climbing harness. And when you get into special forces, you're trained on how to use. It's 18 to 21 feet of rope, depending on how many donuts and bowls of cereal you've eaten in the last few months. But you're going to take about 18 feet of webbing in this case, and you're going to wind it around your body and between your legs. And in a specific pattern, you're trained to wind this rope or webbing around your body and then tie it off on the side, on one side or the other. And now you can hook your carabiner, your rope, your rappelling device, whatever you need, to this thing that you've just tied around your waist and between your legs, and now you can use it to rappel or to climb or to do what you need to do in steep terrain.
Right, right. Well, I was standing next to an African-American soldier in a formation, and I had my Swiss seat tied to my harness, and a figure eight descender and a locking carabiner. And he says, "Moore, what is that?" And so I explained to him, and he says, "Can you explain it in ghetto talk?" It was pretty funny. And he was a great guy. You know, we were friends, and I explained it to him in ghetto talk. And because he never heard, you know, he was not from special forces. We were in PSYOPs, and it was all new to him, and he loved it. He thought it was great.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that that the beginnings of a lot of these mountaineering type skills were developed in Switzerland. And these men in the 1800s, 1700s, 1800s, they would take just a rope onto the mountain with
rope.
Them.
Right. Yep. It was
primitive
stuff.
And they would wrap
it
around their body and use their body as friction to rappel with, just with the rope.
That's right. That's right. I know how to do it, but I haven't tried it yet. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.